Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining me on this episode of The Chalene Show. Today, I want to address one of the most common comments. It's usually not a question. It's usually a comment, like a definitive statement I hear from people when I talk about goal setting or achieving things that you want in your life and just being more and wanting more and getting support from people. The number one comment I read or hear from people is, I don't have those kind of people in my life. So in this episode, I'm going to help you find them. Who are the people that you spend the most time with? Because those are the people who influence the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you think, the way you spend money, the potential that you know that you have. It's true for kids too. If you put a child on a team where the players are a year or two older than they are, that child will play up. And in much the same way that if you put a child in a classroom where the children are younger and they're not as experienced, or on a team or even a dance class where the children are younger and not as experienced, that child will regress. And the same is true of us. You know, we're very influenced by the people who are around us. They influence the way we think. They influence our ethics, our choices, what we see as normal, and what we see as possible. You know, it wasn't too many years ago that I knew of millionaires, but I didn't have any friends who were millionaires. I had friends who were like, wow, I heard that guy's rich. You know, like I had those kind of friends, but I didn't have any friends who were millionaires. And this isn't like about millionaires, but like that concept when I first started reading self-help and reading books about success. Well, you know, I'm going to like move towards that, but that's like not even the realm of reality because I don't know anybody who's a millionaire. So that's not really like in the realm of my reality. I do believe, however, that if I follow these steps and I adopt these success principles and habits, I'm fully convinced my life will be better. But I really didn't believe that it was possible to hang out with people who were doing that well, like millionaires, right? Until it happens. And then you start seeing how the people that you spend time with influence the other people that you spend time with, and the income level goes up. And not just the income level. We're talking about choice, character, integrity, how much you give back. I want to be influenced by people who give back. In fact, I spent a lot of time getting to know Pat Flynn. He's a fellow podcaster. When I heard that Pat Flynn, for his birthday one year, asked everyone to make donations to help raise funds to build a school in Africa, I hang out with this dude. And that's what I need to aspire to. Like, that's what I want to do. It's not about earning more. It's about serving more people. And that's an opportunity that I have. And I became really good friends with another person of influence who makes me want to do more and be more. And that's Naptural. Nicole is her name on Periscope. But she's from Africa. That's when like those two stories kind of came together. And this year for Pat's birthday, Nicole and I together helped build awareness, and Brett and I were able to match all the funds and donate $25,000 to help build a school for Pencils of Promise. But we gave that gift in Pat Flynn's name because I wouldn't even thought of doing that. I wouldn't have even been inspired to do that. I just wouldn't have thought outside of like my little bubble, I don't think, had I not met him. So what I want to talk to you about is that comment that you make. And I want you to know it's not a comment. It's not an observation, it's a prophecy. When you say, I don't have those kind of people in my life, that's what you're telling the universe. And you need to tell the universe what it is you want, not it is what you see. When you look in the mirror and you say, you are fat, when you look in the mirror and say, you are disgusting, you are dumb, you will amount to nothing, you bad things happen to you, you are prophesizing on your life. You're telling the universe that's what you believe, that's what you expect, and that's what you see. And so the universe delivers more of that to you, or God, or higher power. And it's really important that you stop saying, I don't have those people in my life, because all you're doing is building a force field around you that will prevent those people from finding you. So how do you find these people? Well, you have to know it when you see them. So let me start by first giving you some signs that these are not those kind of people. But before I do that, let me say this. If some people come to mind, and sometimes it's family members, and you're like, oh, wow, that is not a positive person who lifts me up. Now what do I do about it? I don't need you to call them up and say, hey, by the way, I have just made a decision. You are not a positive influence on my life, so we won't be spending time together anymore because you don't lift me up. You don't have to do that. It's just a mental note. The same way, like when you make a food choice, you go, that's still delicious, but I shouldn't eat a lot of it because it's not good for me. And I might not be craving kale at this moment, but I like it and it's good for me and I should be eating more of it. That's how I want you to think about this. It isn't a definitive moment. You're not going to call them up and say, hey, got to break some news to you right now. Like, it's not that. It's just a mental note to yourself. So how do you know if you're hanging out with people who perhaps are not the healthiest for you? Well, number one, a really easy way to know if that's the case is if you feel like you are a freaking rock star when you're around them because your life is so together. That's a really good sign that these people are not helping you or inspiring you to be more, right? Another big warning sign is you know about your vice, and when you're with this person or this group of people, that vice feels okay. Like maybe it's you swear too much, or inside you know it's not right to do as much gossiping as you've been doing, but like it feels okay when you're with this group of individuals. Or maybe they're just negative, or they drink too much, or they don't put their family first. Whatever it is, there's a little voice in the back of your head that says, I'm not that proud of the fact that I do this. And when you're around these people, it makes it feel okay. Number two, when you're with this individual, you feel no pressure to be more. Notice I didn't say to be better. I mean to be more. To be more of a positive influence, to be more of a mom, to be more of a sister, to grow, to learn, to earn more, to know more, to help more people, to learn more. Like, you don't feel any of that when you're around these people. That's probably a good sign that these are people, and they're not bad people. They're just what I call, like, they're really good where they are. They're done. I've lived in a lot of areas. I used to live in this, but spent several years living in this small town in Michigan called Portland. And if you're listening and you guys are from Portland, you're the exception to the rule, I'm sure of it. But it was a small auto workers town. And I had friends, two that I can think of in particular, whose parents were really excited about nearing the age of retirement from Ford. At the time, they were working at the Ford factory. And they were really excited about being done. Like being able to just wake up, collect their retirement check, and sit on the couch. And that's great for some people. But if you want more out of your life, you've got to hang out with people. You've got to choose to spend your time with people who want more. So how do you know those people when you see them? How do you know that this is the kind of person who you should be investing more time with? Even if it's not someone who you necessarily have the opportunity to spend time with in person, but you can always spend more time with somebody and allow them to influence you online. Brian Tracy does not know this because I was on my phone, and just like you got a notification that I was live, I got a notification today that Brian Tracy was live. I was like, oh, Brian Tracy's live. Oh my God. I don't think he's ever been live on Facebook before. I could be wrong, but I tuned in and watched, and I was like, Brian, hello, it's Shalene. Brian, like, you know, and he didn't read the comments, but maybe he will when he's done. But the reason why I did that is because I spent years and years and years intentionally allowing Brian Tracy to influence me. But I never spent time with him in person until long after everything I learned from him worked and worked so well that I could afford to invest in his mentorship. But until that time, I just intentionally spent time with him in my car, on video, on cassette. I know, did she just say cassette? Yes, I said cassette. I would drive around in my beat up old Jeep and I would listen to audio tapes from Brian Tracy. Listening to him today, I went like into a trance. I'm like, there's something about the way he teaches and speaks and delivers. It's no BS. I don't know if it's his voice. When I hear his voice, I'm like, must do what he says. I'm like, I get it. That's what I mean by allowing people to influence you. Now, should you be so lucky as to meet one of these special gems, I want you to notice and I want you to do something about it, okay? Because there aren't that many in the world. They're like very, very rare. That's why, please know, if you only have like 1, 2, 3, 4 friends in a lifetime that meet this criteria, you're normal. I don't know anyone who has like 30 of these people around them. It's a very, very small group of people who meet this very special criteria. And I just want you to take note when you find them and know that they're a rare gem and you've got to treat them so well and you've got to foster that relationship because it's special. So how do you know if you have found yourself a positive person and you want to surround yourself because they're going to make you better? Number one, this is first and foremost, they're learners. They listen to audios. They talk about books they've read. They're writing books. They read blogs. They are listening to podcasts. They're watching personal development live on Facebook. They are listening to audio programs. They're trying to learn. And that's number one. Number two is they are giving. They share. They don't hide their answers. Like as soon as they find something cool and amazing, they're not slow to tell you about it. They're quick to tell you about it. And they're almost pushy when they're like, dude, you should do this. Like it works. It's amazing. It's not just that they're giving for themselves. They're giving because they care about you. And they want to influence the things that you're doing because they love you that much, not because they're worried that you might catch up with them or worse yet, surpass them. Number three, they're confident. Now, how would you know if somebody's confident? Because you and I both met people who seem like super confident, but truth be told, they're jealous. They're really confident unless you're doing well. My friends, that person doesn't fit all of this criteria. That person who seems really confident, who seems like a giver, who seems like a learner, but yet they're really uncomfortable and not that complimentary when you do well, those aren't our kind of peeps. They're people to keep in your circle, sure, but they're not like your five. You know what I mean? You just need to note it. They're the people who are like, when something amazing happens for you, they don't get tears in their eyes and feel like a swell of pride. They do this. They're like, oh, good. Oh, that's really good for you. Oh, awesome. Do they know that you're brand new? You know, they're like those kind of people. You're like, yeah, noted. A confident, positive person, listen very closely, is okay with you doing better. You know why? Because they know it doesn't mean that you are better. Just because someone's doing better doesn't make them better. But somebody who lacks confidence feels as though if someone's doing better, they are a better person. Not true. And your positive, confident friends, there's not very many of them. Collect them, hang on to them, don't lose them, cultivate them, take care of them, treasure them, they're gems. They are happier than your own parents when amazing things happen to you. Next, and this is a very important one, and it kind of couples on my last comment, is there's a deep level of trust that grows. That trust allows you to get mad at each other, to speak the truth to each other. That trust allows you to say what you need to say to each other and know that there will always be love. That trust means that you know this person, whether you're looking or not, whether they are in your presence or not, always has your back. You don't have to worry about a thing. You're like blood. You're like family. You're better than that. They want so much more for you that you don't ever have to wonder what they might do or say to help you. You just know that they will always be looking out for your best interest. And lastly, you know that you found one of these people because they aren't done growing. They want to push themselves. They want to try things they've never tried before. They want to get uncomfortable. They want to learn how to say, I'm sorry. They want to go to conferences. They want to read books. They want to be better. They're not done. They go to marriage counseling. They learn to be better parents. They read books on how to be better business builders. They want to grow, right? And growth is sometimes uncomfortable. And I want you to know that as friends, because just because you think you found this person and you might go through like rocky times in your relationship, it's like a marriage. You'll come out on the other side of it if you have that trust and if it's a confident individual who really loves you. You're going to go through rocky points and you'll be better for it because neither of you are done growing. And those kind of relationships require growth, and all growth is uncomfortable. It is. So if you're going through an uncomfortable time with one of those very special people, know that that's probably a good sign. If you're going through an uncomfortable time with your own life and your own business or in your fitness journey or whatever it is, know that that's a good sign. It's like being sore after a tough workout. You know that feeling when you wake up and you're like so sore, it's really hard to sit down or to get up or to walk upstairs, and you kind of feel like announcing it to even complete strangers. You're like, yeah, I'm so sore. My abs are so sore. Like you want to announce it to everybody. Well, that's your body's way of saying this uncomfortable feeling that you have is because we're improving. Body under construction. My friends, that's what I want to share with you, is that these positive people are out there. They're special. And your life changes based on the people that you meet. Thanks so much for joining me on this broadcast of The Chalene Show. I love having you here. And I know I say this all the time, but, you know, I mean, my parents taught me well. I have good manners. And especially when it's something that I know takes time out of your day and it's so meaningful to me, thank you so much for these reviews. Every single week before I record, I always go on iTunes and I read your reviews. And I cry sometimes. Like sometimes I'm like, Brett, oh my God, listen to this. You blow me away. You also make me laugh. And you guys are awesome. So thank you so much. It really does mean the world to me because you are thebomb.com. I'll see you soon.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.